hacer?
Do we have him?
Call Draper at your service, sir.
What is he?
The world, Herr Draper. I want the world.
Sie verrückt über den Wasserstoff.
Really? That's so frightening.
Don't wander off.
Where's Quatermain?
The gentleman at the back.
Do I have the pleasure of addressing Alan Quatermain?
Yes, you do, sir. Indeed, you do.
You're not what I expected.
And I presume you're another traveller. Got it in your head to sample the Dark Continent. And while you're at it, hunt down old Alan Quatermain and have him tell his adventures.
Well,
you just fill a seat, sir. You can fill my glass. Bruce, double. And I'll regale you with how I found King Solomon's mines, or I could relate my...
It is not your past that interests me. My name is Sanderson Reed. I am a representative of Her Majesty's British government. The Empire needs you.
But the question is, do I need the Empire?
Perhaps I should toddle off, should I, Alan?
Yes, of course, Nigel. You toddle off.
Toddling.
Nigel is useful for keeping the story seekers at bay. I'm Quatermain.
The Empire is in peril.
You're probably too young to know, but the Empire is always in some kind of peril.
We need you to lead a team of unique men like yourself to combat this threat.
Regale me.
There is great unrest. Countries set at each other's throats, baying for blood. It's a powder keg. The trouble of which I speak could set a match to the whole thing. War.
With whom, exactly?
Everyone. A world war.
That notion makes you sweat.
Heavens, man. Doesn't it you?
This is Africa, dear boy. Sweating is what we do.
Where is your sense of patriotism?
God save the Queen.
God save the Queen. God bless her. God bless her.
That's about as patriotic as it gets around here.
But you're Alan Quatermain. Stories of your exploits have thrilled English boys for decades.
That I know. And Nigel has done a grand job reminding me. But with each past exploit, I've lost friends, white men and black, and much more. And I'm not the man I once was.
The gentleman of the day. What you're saying, you're in for the long haul.
Exactly.
Mr. Quatermain?
Yes, indeed, sir.
Wrong Quatermain!
They're indestructible!
No, just armor plated. Automatic rifles.
Who in God's name has automatic rifles?
That's unsporting. Talk of me, Belgium. Wasn't there another one of these buggers?
Mr. Quatermain!
Bruce, Matilda. Our friend might have some information.
But he's so far away. Yeah, I thought he was.
God, I hate getting old.
Did you mean to just wound him?
Obviously. Stop him! I need information.
Bloody poison. You may have no love for the Empire, but I know you love Africa. A war in Europe will spread to its colonies. It appears the war has arrived.
Very well, Reed. I'm in.
Excellent. Pack for an English summer.
Good time getting here.
Not as good as Phileas Fogg. Around the world in 80 days. Where are we going? Australia?
And here we are, sir.
I don't like theatrics.
After Africa's veldt, London's weather isn't helping your mood.
I see.
Identify yourself.
I'm known by many names, Mr. Quatermain. My underlings call me Sir. My superiors call me M.
M?
Just M. I must say the delight is mine, meeting so notable a recruit to this newest generation of the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
League of what?
There have been other times when a danger upon the world required the services of singular individuals.
How very curious.
This museum is full of the curious. Alan Quatermain, Captain Nemo.
I know of Mr. Quatermain.
And I know of you, Captain. Rumor has it that you're a pirate.
I'd prefer a less provocative title.
I'm sure you would.
Gentlemen, please. Nations are striking at nations, every attack marked by the use of highly advanced weaponry. They've discovered these attacks are all the work of one man who calls himself a phantom.
Very operatic. And what's in it for him?
Profit. Those machines are his creations, the work of scientists he holds imprisoned. And his attacks have every nation clamoring for the very weapons that assail them.
And it's a race for arms.
And millions will perish.
There's one last chance to avert war. The leaders of Europe are to meet secretly in Venice.
And you believe that this phantom will attack that conference?
If he can find it. We need a team to get to Venice and stop him. This team will consist of 6 members. You have 4 days.
4 days to get to Venice? It's impossible.
Let me worry about that.
Well now, extraordinary gentleman indeed.
One of them is late. Parker, the chemist.
Oh, chemist, eh? Do we get to blow something up, then?
My eyesight must be worse than I thought.
No, your eyesight's fine.
No games, Anne.
Some time ago, a talented, albeit misguided, man of science discovered the means to become invisible.
Yes, I recall the tale, but didn't he die?
Well, he did, but his process didn't. You see, I stole it, and here I stand for all to see.
This is some parlor game.
Believe it. Easy now, Alan. I'm feeling a bit of a draft in my nether regions. And I must say, it's quite refreshing. Allow me to introduce myself. Rodney Skinner, gentleman thief. Now, I thought invisibility would be a boon to my work. Well, you can imagine. It was my undoing. Once you're invisible, it's bloody hard to turn back.
We finally caught it.
And they'll provide an antidote. Well, that's if I'm a good boy.
And are you a good boy?
I guess you'll find out. Won't you?
Am I late?
A woman's prerogative, Mrs. Harker.
Please tell me this is Harker's wife, with a sick note.
Sick would be a mild understatement. My husband's been dead for years.
Gentlemen, Mrs. Wilhelmina Harker. Mina's prior acquaintance with a reluctant League member may prove useful.
I'm waiting to be impressed.
The fate of the world is at stake. There are still two more members to recruit.
The clock has turned, gentlemen.
Kicking us out already. A moment ago, it was Sherry and Giggles.
What in God's name is that?
I call it an automobile.
Yes? But what is it?
The future, gentlemen. The future. This is my first mate.
Call me Ishmael. Please.
I doubt if you measure danger the way I do.
And I imagine you with quite the library, Mr. Quartermain. All those books you must have read merely by looking at their covers.
I've had women along on past exploits and found them to be, at best, a distraction.
Do I distract you?
My dear girl, I've buried two wives and many lovers, and I'm in no mood for more of either.
You can send them my way.
Skinner, shut up.
Lady to me.
This is a charming spot. Jack the Ripper live here.
Good evening.
Mr. Dorian Gray?
I am indeed.
We came by way of M.
Oh. M for mystery. Well, I've told him, and I'm telling you, I'm not interested.
Dorian.
Mina.
Charming decor.
You're missing a picture, Mr. Gray.
And you don't miss a thing, do you, Mr. Quatermain?
Oh, sometimes.
Scotch, anyone?
Please, help yourself.
Don't let it ruin your makeup.
I'm impressed, Mr. Gray. You take Skinner's uniqueness in your stride.
Yes, well, I've seen too much in my life to shock easily. Although I must say I was surprised to see you again.
When our last parting was such sweet sorrow.
Oh, so you're nothing more than an enticement. Nevertheless, your presence intrigues me. They say you're indestructible, Quatermain.
Well, a witch doctor did bless me once. I had saved his village. He said Africa would never allow me to die.
But you're not in Africa now.
No.
I confess a curiosity as to what the files say about Mr. Gray. We all of us have traits useful in this endeavor. A hunter, scientist, even Skinner has stealth.
Cheers.
What of you?
I have experience.
Gray and I have met before, many years ago, at Eton College.
A lecture, no doubt. You, the nation's hero. Dorian, the eager listening boy.
Quite the reverse. It was Gray visiting Eton. And I was the boy.
What is it?
They're not mine.
They're mine.
First meetings usually warrant introductions.
Of course. I am the Phantom. You are the League of so-called extraordinary gentlemen. Introductions made. Oh, and I'm scarred, Mr. Quatermain. Not blind. Drop the gun. Your mission is to stop me. That, of course, I cannot permit. So I give to you all special one-time invitation. Join me.
You think we'll help start a war that will consume the planet?
While you profit from your arms race?
I cannot deny that fortunes are made in war. Imagine the riches the world war will yield.
He's not wrong.
Speak for yourself.
Hang on.
am complicated.
I was special. You were invulnerable to harm.
I don't like to boast.
What happened to Mina?
Oh, she's probably hip deep in some sort of trouble.
Don't be such an alarmist, Mr. Q. And my hips are none of your business.
Shoot! Go on! I guessed as much. That they would do anything to protect you.
See, now that's your biggest mistake. Thinking that I need them to protect me.
Extraordinary.
Boy. They told me European women had funny ways. You missed a spot.
Excuse me. And you are?
Special Agent Sawyer of the American Secret Service.
Then America is aware of the situation.
Well, if war starts in Europe, how long is it going to take until it crosses the Atlantic? I followed you. I knocked out a straggler and I took his place.
Very noble. But this is a private party, and you're not invited.
Actually, Dorian has declined. So we are one shy of a full deck.
On the contrary, the battle was just the spur I needed. That and the thrill of a friendship renewed. Hmm. So you're not needed.
Winchester.
That's right. It's modified. American style.
American-style shooting, too.
Well, whatever it takes. You like it? I brought two.
You're in.
So, what's the next port of call?
Paris. Just one last member to recruit.
Capture is more the word, and it will be quite a hunt.
You make him sound like some kind of animal.
Oh, speaking thus, Mrs. Harker, your conduct a moment ago?
Indeed. We were all a quiver with curiosity.
Well, my husband was Jonathan Harker. Together with a professor named Van Helsing, we fought a dangerous evil. It had a name, Dracula. He was Transylvanian.
European? One of those radicals the newspapers love to report on.
I don't know, Mr. Skinner. Is the vampiric sucking of people's blood radical behavior?
Oh. Our transportation is forthcoming.
A boat?
It travels on water, if that's what you mean. And beneath it.
Need a big monkey for.
Well, this big monkey has terrorized the room ward for months. Imagine the mayhem he'll give the enemy.
Miss,
not trying to hit him. Turn left, Mr. Hyde. Make him turn left, boy. If you can't do it with one bullet, don't do it at all.
He's doubled back.
Precisely. Come on. Look out! That was naughty.
Thanks.
Eyes open, boy. Can't protect you all the time.
He's afraid. I can't smell anything.
Mr. Hyde.
This hunt's too dangerous for a woman, even one such as you. Leave it to me. Hello, Dorian. The great white hunter's bagged his prize.
Ah! Well, the prize bagged him.
Stay back if you value your life.
Come on.
Better me than him. Well, this is nice.
Mr. Hyde, you've done terrible things in England. So terrible that you fled the country. And I'm ashamed to say that Her Majesty's government is willing to offer you amnesty in return for your services. You want to go home.
Home. Home's where the heart is, that's what they say. And I have been missing London so. Its sorrow is as sweet to me as a rare wine. I'm yours. Don't be afraid.
Who says I'm afraid?
You stink of fear!
Quite the parlor trick.
You wait to see my next one.
So is the date for the conference. We have 3 days.
3 days? Can this canoe do that?
You underestimate the Nautilus, sir. You underestimate her greatly.
is out of your league.
During the voyage, Mrs. Harker. Just let me know.
I'm curious how you think you could assist me, Agent Sawyer.
Heavy lifting. Oh. Lat Banner. I'm a useful kind of guy.
You're sweet. And you're young. Neither are traits that I hold in high regard.
Solar panels are fully charged. We'll be diving in a moment. Mr. Quartermain? Dr. Jekyll? Mr. Skinner? Captain?
Team out?
The Phantom stole from the Bank of England. These are copies. Da Vinci's blueprints of Venice. Its foundations and waterways.
So he'll attack the conference by sea.
Or it's my boot up your arse.
Dinner is served, Mr. Quartermain. I can offer you a jacket if you require it.
Oh, thank you, no. But thank you for your contribution so far. I may have been overly rude earlier when I called you a pirate.
And I may have been overly charitable when I said I wasn't. But I try to live in the now, where the ghosts of old wrongs do not abide. What of you?
Oh, I don't believe in ghosts, although I've seen my share.
Your past haunts you.
Vanity, pride, mistakes that cost me someone dear.
So now you throw yourself in harm's way.
Oh, old tigers, sensing the end, are at their most fierce. And they go down fighting.
I'm saying.
Powder?
You think sabotage? We ain't that far, of course.
You want something?
No. I was just wondering why you signed up for all this.
Nemo told me you hate the British Empire.
They called and I answered.
Yeah, well, that ain't all of it, though, is it?
Hello?
Sorry I asked.
few years ago, the British approached me with a mission for Queen and Country.
That sounds like the morning ride to work for you, I'd imagine.
I signed on without hesitation. I even took my son along. I led, and my son followed. He died in my arms. After that, I washed my hands of England, the Empire, and the legend of Alan Bloody Quatermain. Now, would you like to learn how to shoot?
I can't already.
Oh, I saw. It's very American. Fire enough bullets and hope to hit the target. Saw ya? I'm talking about pipping the ace at 900 yards. Try. Easy. Easy. So low! Aim.
That's easy.
Allow for wind target movement.
Yeah, that's easy too.
This is the part that's not. You have to feel the shot. Take your time with it. You have all the time you need. All the time in the world. Take your... Too soon. But that was bloody close. And at 500 yards, too. Again.
Allow. Did you teach your son to shoot like this? Quartermain?
Kali, goddess of death. Name who worships death, can we trust him?
He's not the one I'm worried about.
Buying a powder that Nemo found. Magnesium phosphorus. Photographers use it to create a flash.
A camera, perhaps?
It appears that someone wishes to capture this vessel's secrets. Well, I was surprised you ultimately joined the League.
I mean to undo that. Flaws in my character. I want to face my demons.
And what do you know of demons?
Do you recall a space on the wall of my home? A picture was missing. Although the picture is my portrait, I doubt you recognize the face upon it. Every year that passes, my portrait ages instead of me.
When did you last see it?
I dare not look upon it myself, or the magic of the painting would be undone. Nightcap.
And not much of a drinker.
Just a small one, then.
Clumsy of me.
We don't want blood everywhere. Do we?
No. Not blood.
Yes, Henry. Look, but don't touch. That's your way.
Just shut up. I won't be tricked again.
Tricked? You've known what I was about each time you drank the formula.
Liar! I'm a good man. A good man!
Who's lying now? You want it even more than you want her.
No!
You can't shut me out forever. Drink the elixir.
No!
She barely even looks at you.
Be quiet!
She looked at me!
Contain your evil, Doctor. I'll not have the brute free upon my ship. Must I take drastic steps?
I am in control.
I very much doubt it.
Your talk is all well and good, sir, but your own past is far from laudable.
Clear. With Da Vinci's blueprints and enough explosives, he could set a bomb that would blow Venice's foundations to rubble.
He's going to sink the whole city.
Yes, and spark off this world war.
I'm afraid that's not the sum of our problems. Skinner, he's taken a vial of my formula.
Are you sure?
Who else? You've seen the way the sneaky blackguard operates.
Further, Captain.
All ahead, stop. Deploy the divers beneath the city. The explosives must be found.
Aye, aye, sir.
He's bombed. He could be anywhere.
What about Skinner?
Well, I'd be alert for his treachery.
Bloody carnival.
God, I feared the worst.
Sorry.
The buildings are falling like dominoes!
We're too late.
There must be more than one bomb. Nemo! The bombs are at the city center. We must take out one key building.
Yes! Get ahead of the collapse and destroy the next building.
We can interrupt the chain of destruction.
With a beacon placed for the exact coordinates, I could launch a rocket and take out the domino.
Well, that's ridiculous. We'd never get there in time.
There would be no room for error, but I tell you it could work.
What are you talking about? Ray's right.
I'm an immortal, sir, not a gazelle. How can we outrun this?
Care for a spin?
Go get in.
I'll need coordinates.
Can you track this state?
Of course.
Then the car will be your target. Launch when you see the flare.
Right.
Jekyll, come on. We'll need hide.
No.
You'll never use me again.
Then what good are you?
Straight ahead. Then turn left.
No, take a right, half of the canal port.
You must turn left to get ahead of the car.
Oh, yeah! Cycle! Damn, Skinner! He must have told them we were coming.
Take the wheel!
Sit down, you buffoon! I don't know how to drive this bloody thing! Sit down!
Got it! Save your bullets, these men are mine!
Did you see that? Did you see what she just did?
Keep your eyes on the bloody road!
Whoa! It's a gauntlet!
The vampire lady has us covered!
Carnival, Captain. Time to run it out.
Tune the tracer to the car's frequency. The rocket must be ready to launch.
Aye, aye, Captain.
He has overtaken the collapse.
to launch.
Venice still stands. You failed.
You see yourself as the brave John Bull. But you're weak. You're wrung from the memory of your son. You should have trained him a little better. You may as well put the gun to his head and pull the trigger yourself. Oh, yes. I know all about you.
I know all about your spy.
Do you?
Mr. Gray. What happened?
Misadventure. Have the others returned?
You're the first. Hopefully not the last. That bastard Skinner. A lot to answer for.
Skinner? No. Me.
Phantom is them. And the hunt is still on.
What are you talking about?
The Phantom is them. The very man who recruited us.
Let me see. Oh.
But how?
We'll get our answers. Where are the others?
Dorian's missing in action. And Mr. Skinner must have fled when he realized we knew.
And Sawyer?
He'll live to fight another day.
Don't worry. I've had my full of throats for this evening.
Come!
Treachery!
What is that thing?
My exploration pod.
Thank you.
track it.
I intend to catch it! That is us. That is the Nautiloid. We will be upon them soon.
You okay?
Just a little shaken.
Nemo?
It's nothing of mine.
Captain! The noise came from this.
A recording disc?
Ready, Professor? Recording.
Gentlemen, if you're hearing this, then every step leading up to it has gone as planned.
And I've been true to the girls set to me.
Yes, it's me, Dorian.
As you know by now, I'm no loyal son of the Empire. In fact, my loyalty to Mr. M comes in no small part from his possession of something I hold very dear to my heart. Something I would do anything to regain.
You all right?
My ears hurt. It's nothing.
Everything so far
has been misdirection. Sanderson Reed.
The assassins in Kenya, your recruitment and mission, the secret conference, a myth.
Even the League itself. There is no League. There never was. It was a ruse. Get me closer to my goal.
He likes the sound of his own voice, doesn't he?
You see, I want you, each of you, even Kaido of Quatermain, because he'll capture Hyde where all others have failed. The question is why? Why all this mask and mystery?
Because in the war to come, I intend to wield the greatest weapon of all, the power of the League itself.
Oh, turn it off, Henry. Please turn it off.
To that end,
I set my wolf among you sheep. Growl.
Who'll gain your trust, quietly lead you astray.
And all the while, I'll collect you. The parts of you I need. Nemo science.
Magnesium phosphorus.
Skinner's skin samples.
Ow! You scratched me.
Jekyll's potion.
And Mina's blood.
He's stolen us. And we let him.
If you fail to save Venice,
then I get my war. If you succeed, well, it's a small price to pay for Grey to go about his task. War will come, sooner or later, as inevitable as summer into autumn.
Now some of you, perhaps Quatermain if he isn't dead, will pause to ask why I'm letting you know all this. What fool reveals his stratagem before the game is over?
It is over. For you.
Because my voice isn't the only sound being made. While I've rambled on, a secondary layer of inaudible sound, higher than humans can hear, audible to dogs, lower animals, has been heard by crystal sensors dotted about your vessel.
Sensors attached to bombs. Bomb voyage.
Seal it off!
But there are men in there, Captain!
For the greater good, we must seal it!
talking about?
You know to do it. Together.
Make a saint out of a sinner. Next time he may not be so helpful. Can we still follow Graham?
Well, we were the faster, but now we're the tortoise to his hair.
So we're done.
No. We're alive. If M has any ideas to the contrary, that gives us an edge.
We're getting a signal.
Morse code.
What's it say?
Hello, my freaky darlings.
Skinner?
Hiding on board Little Fish with Gray and M. On way to base. East by northeast. Follow my lead.
Good work. All of you. Captain? All ahead! Pull!
If Skinner's headings are correct, we will pass through the treacherous Straits of Tartary and enter the Amur River, which empties out into the frozen lakes of Mongolia, virtually inaccessible to outsiders.
Settlements. They're all deserted.
Why deserted?
Fear no doubt.
Summer retreat.
This is where Skinner signaled he'd meet us. So we wait. Skinner.
We heard a noise.
It was nothing. Just an old tiger sensing his end.
Perhaps this was not his time to die after all.
I've been waiting a week to do that.
Get a grip, man.
Well, I thought I just did.
Report.
Well, hello to you too. And need I remind you, I am naked in the snow. I can't feel any of my extremities, and I mean any of them. With all the suspicion on the ship, I knew you wouldn't believe I wasn't a spy. Well, I thought it was best to disappear.
So what are we dealing with?
The fortress is vast. Furnaces produce iron for making M's weapons of destruction. They're pieced together on the factory floor by a private army of ruthless men who share his vision. But the worst was to come. In the dry dock, M's best minds.
Nautilus?
Nautiloi. It's 8 for now.
What about the kidnapped scientist?
M holds her family's hostage. The men work, and the women and children die.
Monstrous.
Well, that isn't the half of it. The scientists are forced to work night and day to make new versions of us. Invisible spies, an army of hides, vampiric assassins. M leaves for Europe today with a sample case of the chemical to sell to the most eager nation.
I'll not let my evil infect the world.
Do you think any of us feel differently?
Chimney pipes lace the buildings. And bombs in the furnaces would make quite a bang. But someone needs to blow that place to hell. And I am least likely to be seen.
Skinner, I didn't know that you were such a barefaced liar. All that time pretending that you weren't a hero...
Well, shut up or I'll come to my senses. Well, besides, any more like me, and I'll lose the franchise.
No, this cannot be a hunt to the death. Most a pity. We must take M alive, if his secrets are to be uncovered.
Not Gray. He's lived long enough.
No, I'll handle him.
No.
Nemo, you and Hyde will free the prisoners. Sawyer and I will deal with them. Then the game is on.
Do you mind? Night-night.
paintings in your room.
In return for the league. That was our deal, and I'm glad to see you honor it.
So what now?
London. I've had my fill of violence. Now I'm in the mood for vice.
You could stay. Share my dream.
I've lived long enough to see the future become history, Professor. Empires crumble. There are no exceptions.
You think you're better than me. You forget. I've seen your painting.
Skinner said, turn right at the corner.
Oh, great. Which one?
This way.
You lead. Now follow. A scientist.
There for Nemo. Hope Skinner's up to the task.
We have trouble.
Trouble? I call it sport.
Intruders! Indians! I think of Captain Nemo and his men! The prisoners are escaping!
How many times do I have to kill these cretins?
Make this the last!
Is that all you've got?
move, M. Or would you prefer Professor James Moriarty?
Hmm? James Moriarty. The so-called Napoleon of crime. That man died at Reichenbach Fort. He died, and I was reborn.
Watch out! Eyes open, boy. Can't protect you all the time.
Hello, lover.
Mina. You're alive.
It's possible I can't die. Same could be said of you. Let's put it to the test.
A woman's wrath. Oh, I'm petrified. We'll be at this all day. The bedroom, Nina. Does it give you memories? Or ideas?
Ideas.
If that had been permanent, I'd have been very upset.
He's painting.
I hoped I'd get to nail you one more time. Didn't think it'd be literally.
Okay, Skinner. What the hell are you doing here?
What makes you think I'm Skinner?
Thank you.
time you missed. You spoke once of wanting to meet your demon.
Skinner?
It's the last time I play with matches.
Line, Moriarty.
To the death.
But you'll need Hyde to make it mine.
He'll be making his own fun.
Nemo! Nemo, run!
Burning through the formula at an accelerated rate. He'll soon change back.
Nemo!
Future.
You ever get tired of being wrong? The League. Me. Skinner. Wrong. Wrong about your little American friend as well. You really think he's ready for action? I think you've trained him about as well as you've trained your son.
Here!
Far.
Take your time. You're ready. Take Yota. Century be your son, as the old one was mine.
Remember, he swore Africa wouldn't let him die. I wish the old boy had been right.
What's next?
I have long hidden away from the world. Now I wish to see it anew as the century turns. You're all welcome to join me.
We've all been hiding in one form or another.
The Nautilus awaits.
So who's coming?
So long, old chap.
Goodbye, Alan.
Thank you.
Martin.